Let's talk about nerves. Let's talk about fear and what happens to you when you get on stage. Now, look, I trained as an actor, right? And most actors have usually done that by choice. It's not forced upon them. People get into acting because of the love of it or because they really like drama and they want to progress that way. Whatever reasons that is, people who are in the acting world have chosen to do that. If you're working in a corporation or a business environment or somewhere where you have to get up and speak, you might not have necessarily chosen to be a public speaker or to present yourself or to be on show in front of others. And so this can be quite nerve-wracking. And what I've learned as an actor, I think, really translates well to public speakers when it comes to nerves. Because even as an actor, I get nerves. The difference is that I made the choice knowing that I'd get those nerves, and I've got a different system of dealing with it. And what I wanted to offer today was perhaps a new perspective, and perspective is the word here, on how you can deal with those nerves, because everyone gets nerves. It's normal, it's natural. Even if you, by choice, are a public speaker, then you're going to get nerves. It really depends on how you experience those nerves and what you do with them. Firstly, what might happen? You might get suddenly very conscious of where you are. Your hands might get sweaty or even cold, and your breath might dry up, your heart rate goes up, and you can feel, some people can feel really bad, like actually really negative. And something happens, your physiological body likely goes into some sort of shock because it doesn't know what's going on. So your body goes into a panic thinking it's not getting enough oxygen. And a tendency is to do that. We don't realize we've stopped breathing or holding our breath. And so we start to inhale lots and we start to inhale quicker and more shallower and usually higher in our chest as opposed to relaxing our belly and breathing deep and slow. What this does is tells your body that it's under some sort of attack and it needs to run, fight, or freeze. Where in fact, you don't need to fight for your life or run away. You just need to have the understanding of first, connect back with your breath. The first thing you should ever do if you feel panicky, anxiety, or fear on a stage or in any environment where you have to speak publicly is to get control of your breath. By actively, consciously taking control of how you breathe, you will therefore change your physiological state, which will then affect your mental and psychological state. So what you're going to do is when you notice you're feeling anxious, is breathe out. Wait for a second. Then slowly breathe in deep into your belly, relax your belly. Hold it for four. Breathe out for four through the nose. Hold it for four. Breathe in for four. Hold for four. Breathe out four. Hold for four. And then you can continue as long as you need to until you start to feel more grounded and start to feel more present. And start to feel less anxious. It will happen. Sometimes it might take longer than you think, but it's better to breathe deep and slow than to believe that your body needs more oxygen, because it doesn't necessarily mean that. The oxygen can feed your anxiety if you have too much too quickly, especially after it thinks it's lost all its oxygen. Now you've changed your physiological state, this will help your psychological state. You also need to, now you've kind of given your body indication, you want to keep it that way. And one great way to do this is to sort of change your perspective on those nerves, because you're still going to feel nervous. You can get public speakers who really don't care. They really don't have any issues with nerves at all. But I think nerves can serve you. I think nerves can actually be on your side. I've seen very dull performances with people who really don't care about the audience or what they're saying. And also people who come across as very arrogant because they just, again, for the same reasons, don't really care about the audience. And I think when you care about something, that it ups the stakes, and so you put more effort in. And so what you need to do here is rather than seeing those nerves as a negative and saying to yourself, and this is what happens, oh shit, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit, oh no, it's gonna go wrong, I'm gonna forget my lines, I'm gonna do this, da, da, da. You're gonna like actually consciously make a decision to say something positive. So you're feeling the nerves, you do some breathing. Once you've got that under control and you've slowed down your breath and you've got a nice circular rhythm, you're going to say yes. That's all I want you to do. Say yes. Celebrate the fact that you found out you were nervous. Because what you tell yourself through your mind is what your body believes. So by telling yourself, yes, I found it, I made a mistake, I'm nervous, or any, whatever happens, whatever causes you to feel nervous, or just appreciate it as a positive. Control your breathing consciously, and then consciously control the thoughts that you have. And when you're in control, you take charge, and the nerves no longer become a problem as much. Because, you know, if you trip up, make a mistake, tell a joke and no one laughs, you can sort of get back to that state again. So you have to go through the process again. This doesn't happen straight away. You're going to have to practice doing this, but it is going to help you if you practice it. Taking conscious control of your breath, taking conscious control of your thoughts. The hardest part is letting go of everything you've learned or prepared to speak and trusting that when you're breathing correctly, and that your focus is positive and on the audience instead of on yourself and what you're supposed to be remembering, it will come if you've done the work. So if you haven't done the work, you might have good reason to be nervous. And again, this is what I've learned as an actor. As opposed to learning lines, you need to study a script. It's very different. It takes a lot more work. So your preparation will set you up for a better situation when it comes to public speaking. If you don't put any work in beforehand, it's likely that your nerves are correct, and you maybe should be nervous because you might forget what you're going to say because you didn't really learn it properly in the first place. If you need to improvise, that's a different thing, but I'd still say go through the first two steps, breathe and say positive things about your noticing of the nerves. Then you can connect to being more present or positive and actually have something to say that doesn't come from a place of fear. It comes from your curiosity on the subject. All right, that's it. Nice quick video today. You might want to check this video out because it could have something in there of value to you. See you then.
Got a feeling there's no longer any room.